We've been on this kick for Q4, making sure that it's successful for everybody listening to this, and I came across a PDF, a checklist that we used to distribute that we can still. It's called the 7 Tips for Basketball Trainers During the Winter Season for Winter Success. So 7 tips, I'll go through them pretty quickly. If you want this document, hit me up, Myson Jones, at Myson Jones on Instagram, and I'll be glad to send it to you. But first one is available athletes during the season. Those are typically younger kids, house league players, rec leagues, and some of your high school guys who are on the more elite side. They probably can train on one day of the week. Shout out to Gabe Macias for suggesting, you know, injury reduction training, mental performance, watching film, those ancillary services that really do matter. Those can help increase retention pretty much, which is sometimes often easier than acquiring new clients. Strategy 2, holiday clinics. You know, maybe you have all your one-on-one clients on a Sunday clinic, charging per clinic or having a membership, but sometimes clinics are much easier, especially during the holidays. Chris Robinson mentioned that of Overtime Academy. And the first one was by Spencer McDougall of IBSA Basketball. Strategy 3, online training, which is year-round technically, with Carl Jacobson, who has been working on that for a while and is about to unleash some fire at Tape Training Systems. Strategy 4 was tournaments and pros. So 3v3 tournaments, or pro ballers usually train in the morning or before the noon. That's with Raul Sosa of Dream Chaser Basketball. Strategy 5, assistant coaching. So, you know, if you find a local middle school or high school to assist, help them, and maybe you can train kids from that program. Keelan Block of Master the Basics suggested that one. Strategy 6 was a 9-month contract. So some schools have 9 to 10 month contracts for their teachers where they get paid during their working period. You can also go that route and plan, budget, function financially based on the 9, you know, busy months. And then anything earned in season is an additional bonus. That's it takes a lot of planning and discipline, but it's still an option. That's from a very wise and very intelligent and great person in Damon Altizer of Driven Training. And strategy 7, holiday clinics. Kind of already mentioned this in camps. Many times kids are out of school during the holiday season. December 20th is the often time frame that kids are out of school. So when they have to work, the parents have to work, that's prime time to offer a camp, giving them something to do while the parents are at work. So bonus one will be a homeschool schedule. So those are clients who maybe work out during the normal school day and they need some PE credits. And, you know, while other kids are in season, it counts for them as a gym credit. So that's a possibility. Ramiro Dominguez of Players First suggested that. So one of those 7 options could be a strategy that you want to pursue, and hopefully this has been a good season for you. I know it's almost the end of the year, so it takes some quick planning, or you can do some things in January. It's not too late. So if you need help executing some of those, please reach out at Myson Jones, and thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will be talking to you guys pretty soon. Quick one, but I'm sure you guys like the quick ones. Get straight to the point. Gives you some value, hopefully. And I promise to keep them coming.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode. And I will catch you on the next one.